Buckler winked at Diggs.
If that's the way she wants things, mate, then let her be. She can sit apart from us and mind her own blooming business for all I care.
Diggs agreed stoutly.
Fair enough by me, old scout. She can sit alone in solitary blinking splendour for all I care. Aye, and she can shift for her bally self. I ain't giving no supper to that ill-mannered little spit whiskers, nor a drop to drink, what? I should jolly well think not. So there.
Flib sat apart from them, her nose in the air.
I don't blinking well care.
Diggs would not let it go. He retorted.
And we don't jolly well care that you don't blinking well care, so Yarboo sucks to you, ma'am.
The moment the two vermin began to stare and groan, Buckler took the rope halter to them. He bound the weasel and the fox back to back, tying both forepaws and footpaws tightly. Pretending that she cared little, Flib commented,
"What are you going to do with the scum now, eh?"
Buckler answered without looking at her.
"Don't know, really. Haven't made up my mind yet."
Shades of evening were streaking the sky as Buckler joined his friend by their little fire.
"So, young Diggs, what have we got here for supper?"
The tubby young hare was a very good cook. He announced the menu aloud.
"Some summer fruit salad, toasted cheese on oatcakes, slab of fruitcake and a drop of the jolly old dandelion cordial to wash it down. How does that sound to you, young sir? What?"
His friend rubbed paws together, pointedly ignoring the shrew maid, sitting by with her nose in the air.
Just the stuff to feed two long patrollers.
He bit into an oatcake, topped thickly with cooked cheese. Diggs slurped down fruit salad as though he'd lived through a famine season. Dipping fruitcake into the honeyed juice, he made loud sucking noises. Flib suddenly slumped on the sand, allowing a strangled sob to escape. Diggs looked up from his soggy cake.
"I say, did you hear something? Sounded like a blooming toad being throttled, what?"
Buckler replied conversationally.
"You know, if I was a foolish little creature, a shrew, let's say, well, I wouldn't go about insulting those who helped me and being an ill-mannered young grump. Do you know what I mean, Diggs?"
The tubby hare sucked juice from his paws.
"Indeed, old top, I know exactly what you mean. No excuse for bad behaviour, what? I think I'd stop blubbering and beg chaps' pardons. Show him I was civilised and whatnot. Who knows, there might even be a spot of supper left for the silly little swab."
A moment went by. Then Flib took the hint. Rubbing her eyes, she shuffled to the fire. Staring at her footpaws, she murmured,
"I'm sorry for being rude."
Diggs began milking the situation, holding a paw to one ear and calling out like an irate old colonel.
"Hey, what's that you say? Speak up, young'un! Out with it!"
Buckler heard the shrew maid's teeth gritting as she sang out lustily.
"I said I'm sorry for being rude. I apologise for me bad manners."